Blog Talk Radio.
Royalty, royalty. Powers of the chosen people. Bible in my hand, word inside my heart, and pain before my eyes. Broken people wanting to believe in something, looking for a light, trying to find the truth. But we give them doubt, saying we do something we don't. Hurting people, saying we do things that we won't. Wolfing sheep's clothing with a cross on his chest. Taking people money, promising to be blessed. But power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people, royal priesthood. Yeah. Yeah, that you've been called out of the darkness into the marvelous light. Do you know who you are?
Shalom, everyone. This is Jaina. How is everyone doing on the first day of the week? Shalom, shalom. Hope all is going well. Just want to know if you can hear me, Brother Uriah. If you can hear me, could you please push one? Shalom, shalom, everybody. Thank you. Yep, it's another first day of the week. It's coming around pretty fast. All praises be to the Most High Yah. We almost didn't get on here today. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to have to call him and find out what the deal is, because some crazy stuff was happening when I tried to come on to this show. So just beware. You know how that is. But we on right now, all praises, you know. Glad we able to be here. I'm glad everybody was able to make it. Shalom, shalom. Like I said, this is stuff that Always remember, this is stuff that we don't own. We using it. Yes, we paying for it every month. I appreciate everybody who has given, who has provided gifts for us to be able to pay this stuff and keep it going. But you never know. I mean, you know, with all this stuff going on, you just never know what you're going to deal with. So, but other than that, anyway, moving forward, we can deal with it today. All praises be to Yah. Another first day of the week. Moving forward, getting prepared. I hope everybody enjoyed the class yesterday. You know, we didn't tape it yesterday for a specific reason, because we know what's going on and how we getting ready to have to move and shake here in a minute. So, you know, this is really interesting to watch. It is definitely causing controversy, you know, something we didn't start, you know, but he's got to move this thing along. You know, we can't stay stagnated. We've already done our 400 years here. The only thing that's left at this point is for us to move out of this place where we are into a place where he has prepared for us that we can live and dwell on our own without under any restrictions of any nation at all whatsoever. And I think that that's a lot of the problem that we're dealing with today. When you understand, you know, Ye and Kyrie Irving, you know, the parts that they have played in this have been phenomenal. But when you understand who runs this thing, and when you understand what lengths they will go to continue to stay up on top and to stay in charge in the background, it's real. When you really understand that even though we were brought to this nation under the guise of the European nation, that there's been another nation in the background that has been controlling everything, this is really serious. I mean, it sure enough is. And what lengths they will go through to stay in the back, you know, so that no one really can put a finger on who's really in control. You know, and somebody said something last week that was just phenomenal in understanding that this is not a war that just started. Those two babies was fighting in the womb. They were. They was fighting in the womb of the mother. In Rebecca's womb, those two children were fighting. You know, and, you know, when you look at Psalms 83, when it says that they put a committee together of nations to conspire that we never be a nation anymore, this thing goes deep. You know, it goes real deep. You know, but all we have to remember is that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men. And a lot of you all have needed these outlets to be able to grow. You've needed these outlets to be able to be here. You know, but if something happens where they cut this stuff off, we still got to be able to function. We still have to be able to come together and have our classes and do what we do. So, you know, we're going to have to figure out a way to be able to do that because, you know, when you talk about the First Amendment, the more I look at it, the more, in some cases, it just doesn't apply. You know, it doesn't. You know, and it's just, you know, like I said, they have cut us off. You know, they've cut the programs off while we was talking. It's just a lot of vindictive things going on that don't have to go on. You know, because one thing about this is we're not going anywhere. We know who we are now. Now, one thing we do know is that Yah wrote the story. And I'll tell everybody from point blank, this is his story. He wrote the end from the beginning. There are imposters in place because he allows them to be in place. There are people that are professing to be us that are called by our name because we didn't want to be called by our name. We had everything. We had a nation that was flourishing. We were in the land of milk and honey. We had an Elohim that was nigh to us. When we called on him, he answered. That's what the scripture says. He warned us in the beginning not to serve other gods, and we did it anyway. We wanted to be like the rest of the nations. We wanted a king, so he gave us one. He told us what they was going to be like, and they were just like he told us. You know, and over the years, as we read the books, we realize that our ancestors disobeyed him. After he told us over and over again, if you disobey me, this is what's going to happen. So these are the things that have happened to us, you know, as a people. He told us that we were going into captivity. And we are here now, sitting in a land that is not ours, under the government that is not supposed to be a government that we are supposed to be under, because we disobeyed our Elohim. Point blank period. And the more you research this stuff, and the more you go into history, you realize that these nations came together and conspired so that we would never be a nation again. However, nobody can stop the Most High, because there has to be imposters involved in order for Revelations 2:9 to exist, and in order for Revelations 3:9 to exist. Has to be. He's almost reassuring our people that I know you. I know your poverty, and I know you're broke, and I know the ones who are saying they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. He said, I know they in place. I put them there. The problem is, you have to understand this is my story. And they have to remain there for all of the other things to take place. They got to stay there. They got to stay there while the temple is being built. They have to stay there for the Antichrist. They have to stay there for the one world religion. They have to be in place for the one world government and the man of perdition. It has to happen. But in the meantime, I'm going to move you to a place of safety, because you've already served your 400 years in this land. So as we understand these things, we have to start preparing ourselves, because he gave us one mandate. He did not tell us to war with these people. He didn't tell us to battle with them. He didn't tell us to come against them. He told us to gather ourselves. That's what he told us to do. And that now that the awakening is happening at a rate that it is happening at, and people are starting to investigate the very thing that we have talked about, we have to get prepared for the gathering of ourselves and to be able to make this move from one location to another. I heard an interview with Shannon Sharp, and the guy that he commentates with, I guess this man is supposed to be Jewish, and his argument was the reason why this is so hateful is because of the violence that can be spun from anti-Semitism. And I had to laugh. I had to laugh because, you know, that's a joke. Because the only person that's spewing violence and evil is you. You know, and, you know, the Caucasian man has come against you because of the very thing that you claim you're not doing. To all of the people that are Caucasian, the Gentile nations, leave these folk alone. Because they're still talking about something that happened to them a long time ago. They bring that up every time somebody comes up against them. Oh, what about the Holocaust? Okay, we know about it. It's written in the history book. But guess what? We still getting shot down today. We can bring ours all the way up to today. You know, leave them folks alone. Because the Most High has a special punishment for them. He do. You know, we are trying our, and nobody's making plans to come after you. They want to be the victim. You know, I've never seen a group of people that want to play the victim. Oh, you don't understand what they're going to do to us. Everybody doing nothing to you. You're the one spewing the evil and the wickedness. It's you. Nobody's doing anything to you. You just didn't want to be exposed. But there had to be an exposing so the gathering could continue. But again, this battle started in the womb. Rebecca, them twins was battling with each other in the womb. And we have to understand that. You know? It's serious stuff. You know, the most, I'm pulling up the scripture for you right now. So we're going to Genesis chapter 25. If you go to Genesis chapter 25, it makes itself very, very clear what's going on. You know, that's why they don't read from these books, because they want you to know. They don't want this to come out. They really don't. It's serious business. I'm going to pull out the whole chapter so we can get the whole chapter going, you know, because it's too much, you know. It is. It's time to, now that everything is out, it's time to stop hiding. You just got to know what it is. This is what it is, you know. It's just real serious. All right, here we go. We're going to start at Genesis 25:20. It says, and Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, the daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian of Padan-Aram, the sister to Laban, the Syrian. So Isaac married Rebekah. That was his family member. Isaac entreated the Most High for his wife because she was barren, and the Most High was entreated of him, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. So we know that the Most High introduced himself to three men personally, Abraham first, and then Isaac, and then Jacob. So this is the beginning of these two brothers I was telling you about last week. These two brothers. Now he said something very significant. Verse 22, and the children struggled together within her. They was warring in the womb. She said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Most High. Watch what he tells her. And the Most High said unto her, two nations. Let me say that again. Two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. It's always been a war. It's always been a war between us and them. It's always been a struggle between us and them. That is the nature of this struggle that the world is watching right now. They started struggling in the womb. This is where it all started. And the Most High said, two nations, two totally different nations, and two manner of people. One didn't look like the other one. So he gave a description of the one that looked different. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. That's why I told y'all last Sunday. These two brothers' kids. But there's a hatred. There's an underlying hatred that has always been there. Always been there. The first, remember, he said, the elder shall serve the younger. So the very first one is the elder. He said the first came out red, all over like a hairy garment, and they called his name Esau. They didn't give a description of Jacob because Jacob looked like everybody else. You got to understand how serious this is. This is something that has been fulfilled. I mean, this is something that has been prophesied way back along thousands of years ago. So, and they said, and after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold of Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob. Jacob is our ancestor. The promise was given unto Jacob. Jacob was the one who the Most High introduced himself to. He did not introduce himself to Esau. He introduced himself to three men, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He said, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. So he was 60 years old. It says, and the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field, and Jacob was a plain man dwelling in tents. Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison, but Rebekah loved Jacob. There was an issue going on. This is where the key come in. I'm gonna stop. I'm not gonna teach a class. But I just want you to know that this is something that has been going on for a long, 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 long time. It said, and Jacob sowed pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom. That's why they call him Edomite. And Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die. And what profit shall this birthright do to me? Jacob said, swear to me this day. And he sweared unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. This has been going on for a long, this war has been going on for a long time. Now, I just want you to know, we don't battle against them because we had a chance. We were in our own land. He gave us the opportunity to have our own nation under our own government, with our government being under the authority of Yah himself, and we forfeited it because we did the things that he told us not to do. So as a result of that, he allowed them to move in to assume our identity. They've been around a long time. You can go all the way back to King Herod. The Sadducees and the Pharisees, a lot of them were Edomites. A whole lot of them was. That's why when Christ was on the scene, he only dealt with them a certain way because he knew who they were. They were converts. They had converted over and at that point beginning to take our identity. So I'm just saying this to say this. Do not battle with these people. The story has to continue. The purpose is for us to gather ourselves because we've already served our sentence. The purpose of us is to gather ourselves so that the Most High can deliver us from this land of captivity where we were being punished because we disobeyed him. We can walk you through that whole Old Testament from the time that he introduced himself to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The majority of the stories, if not all, are about his relationship with the children of Israel. And he told us that there was going to be one nation that was going to assume they would be called by Jacob's name. Told us that. Know that. And that Psalms 83 said that there was a conspiracy. And he named all of the nations that came together to make sure that we would never realize or become a nation again or know who we were. We've been saying this same stuff for years and years and years and years and years. And nobody's been listening. But you're listening now. We must understand what we're dealing with and who we're dealing with and how far it goes. The one thing about it is they've been allowed to move into Jerusalem. They've been allowed to assume our identity so that our identity wouldn't perish from the earth. They're in Jerusalem right now living, enjoying the land that was given unto us. That was our land. He promised that unto us. But there were stipulations that went with that land, too, that we didn't follow. And we had to go into our first captivity because we wouldn't let the land rest. So we have been being disobedient. Well, now he wants to call his people back. And as he begins to call us back and as we began to wake up, he told us to do one thing, and that was to gather ourselves. So this is what you're seeing. You're seeing a culture of people coming together, reading the scriptures, learning about their Elohim. We don't go to them to ask them anything. We don't speak their language. We don't have the same things that they have because we are learning about our own Elohim. Building culture, understanding him, trying to understand his what he requires of us and following it to the best of our ability while we're separated from the land. Why? Because the land, the people, and the Elohim go together. Is that? No. And we see a lot of stuff going on over in that land. We see a lot of stuff, but that little piece of land they call Jerusalem, that's nowhere near how big the land of Canaan is. Getting prepared, just like he did this with Ron Dalton and Hebrews to Negroes, he's preparing you to wake up so you can get ready to move out. That's what this is all about. You know, like I said, I've spoken with, and they've been on this show, a lot of neo-Nazi groups, white supremacy groups, and, you know, and the sentiment is this, we're leaving. And they say that's the best news we've heard all day. And we said to them, we know. You know, you'll have all this stuff to yourself. We're going home. You're going to a place where the story can continue. And we have to get ourselves prepared. We have to understand how serious this is and what this means. So, you know, this is just a small synopsis of the beginning of this battle. Because this battle has been going on for a long time. A long time. You know, they do. They run everything. They have the wealth. They have the power. They build the money. They have everything. They run it all. So they think. Because it's all Yah's. The cattle on a thousand hills belongs to everything that they're doing, he is allowing to do at this point. So we have to understand what this means and how serious this is. You know. So I just want to put that out there. Because we can go all through the scriptures and show you what this means and why it means what it means. There's a lot of teachings going on out there, and let me warn you. There's a lot, and I'm going to say something to the brothers on the street corners. There's a lot of teaching going on out there. And I'm going to say again, before you commit yourselves to a group, you better pray first. And that's all I'm going to say, because there's a lot of mess going on. It's some crazy stuff out there. Stay close to the word. We believe it from the beginning to the end. We do not believe in multiple wives and all that. We do not do that over here. We believe in the scriptures from the beginning to the end. So, be careful. You know, to the Israelite brothers that's on the street corners, you know, this has been something that the Most High, I believe, has called you to do. However, don't give them a reason. Our job is to gather ourselves. So when you get them hotheads out there talking about we get ready to have blood for blood and swords for swords, that's exactly what they want to hear. Our job is to gather ourselves. Them young hotheads that's out there thinking you're not going to go to war against these people. You're not. The Most High is not going to let you because the story has to continue. They want you to rear up so they can say, see, them is the people. That's what we told y'all. When you start talking about anti-Semitism, they want to play the victim. Wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. That's what the scripture tells us to do. We got a work to do. As he wakes up these people, we got to get these people prepared to move out when the time comes. So we going into the last days, and the Bible says that men's hearts is going to fail them for what their eyes is going to see. We can really see some things supernatural that you have never seen before. You're going to have to get them ready for this. You're going to have to get them ready for the supernatural. Most people don't even know we have an army. That's a heavenly army. Most people don't even understand about the host of heaven. As much as they have seen all these UFO things and all this stuff the government's talking about, a whole bunch of them ships belong to us. Most people don't even know nothing about that because the pastors ain't teaching it. I seen one little pastor, the little old man, come on YouTube and say, y'all be careful about them Hebrew Israelites because you don't want to get caught up in no cult. And you do not. But we are the children of Israel. And there are some groups out there that's cuckoo over. They crazy. You better stay in that word and pray before you commit yourselves to any one group. I done heard some crazy things since I've been over here. And I stayed close to the word. Because like Sister Afion said, the word stands. The book stands. The book is not going, it ain't never let us down yet, and it ain't going to let us down. The book stands. That Bible stands. So I just want to make sure we put that out there. Anybody have a question or comment, please feel free to push one. You know, it's already open. It's open for us to say and do whatever it is that we need to say and do. But it's time now to get prepared. The Most High has pushed the door open. And pushed it open. He did it. And then somebody sent me a video. Let me see if I can pull it up. Somebody sent me a video not too long ago where they were saying, I don't know how true this is. I don't want to, you know, quote something that's not true. I'm not quite sure, you know, what's going on with it or how, you know, what it is. But I definitely want to play it for you and give you opportunity. We'll talk about this as well. Let me get to make sure we get it. Now, this is somebody sent it to me, so I don't know, but here we go.
All right. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. YouTube Pastor Dow here. Well, apparently, Ron Dalton has become a millionaire in the past week because of the sales of his Hebrews the Negro book and movies on Amazon. And also, allegedly and apparently, can't confirm it, though, but it's in the workings of making, that the big corporate executives want to meet with him in order to try to convince him to take a buyout to see if he is going to actually take the buyout and to stop the bloodletting that's going on in the news media right now. So watch this. We're going to find out, all of us in the Hebrew community, if he's a sellout or not. That's what we're getting ready to see. I'm out in front of this store because I had a brother in Michigan that just sent me this particular message. So, Hebrews and Negroes, regardless of the media backlash, it has opened the eyes of a lot of people to be able to at least, hopefully they start reading the book and start studying, and people need to really truly do their due diligence. We get ready to find out if Ron Dalton is a true Israelite or if he's a sellout. Let's see. Stay tuned.
All right. That's what I got in my email. Somebody sent it to me. Now, what do you think about that? Just want to know what you think about that. Do you think, you know, that that would make him a sellout if he took a buyout? Do you think that that's a bad thing for him to do, or whatever he's doing? You know, do you think? I want to know what you're saying. Or do you think he's having, you know, that he's going to, or you think he's going to have one of these moments? Just want to know what you think. Because everybody's going to have their rooster moment. I'm telling you, baby, it's coming. Hold on just a minute. I'm like, what's his name? Oh, they went to Africa. What did he say? You're going to get your back to Africa tickets too, baby. He said, just hold on. So let me see what y'all got to say. Hold on just a minute. Brother Leonard, you first. You up. What'd you think about all this?
Well, I ain't gonna have a lot of hard work. You think you're in the same place, then all of a sudden he put you in a place to find out where you really at.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. No question about that. He do. Let's see. Because he a millionaire now. I mean, he got that money. Hold on, brother, Yerushalayim, your mic is open. You on the air.
Yeah, I agree with Brother Leonard. We're going to see where he at. I mean, he might have that rooster moment. We're going to see.
Yeah. I mean, you know, do you think he's a sellout if he take it down off of Amazon? No. I mean, you know, because Amazon done already paid money.
Yeah, I can't really say that because, you know, you don't know, you know, we don't know, you know, brothers, you know, got family and stuff like that. I wouldn't want to see it taken down off Amazon because there's a lot of people buying it, you know, a lot of people watching it. But, you know, we're going to see. But, you know, I always go back to basic fundamental things. You know? And I remember years ago when we was talking about the prayer of repentance. And we had him on call, and he really wasn't interested in that. I know his mind was on his work, but we're going to see.
So imagine if Barack would have took the scroll with Zedekiah that Jeremiah gave
him. I can't hear you, Brother Leonard. Say that again.
I said imagine if Barack hadn't took the scroll from Zedekiah that Jeremiah gave him in the dungeon.
Yeah. You know, everybody has a part to play. You know, like you said, you know, when we was doing the 2019 Day of Repentance, you know, wasn't too many of them interested in that. You know, so for whatever reason, you know, we can't force that on nobody, but, you know, maybe this was just his part that he had to play. I don't know. And then because Amazon has it up there. What about other bookstores? Will they be restricted from selling it? That's why I said, how far does this freedom of speech really go? Because if you've got a group of people that's controlling you to the point where they tell you what to buy and sell, is the First Amendment really what it's cracked up to be? Because even if Amazon take it down, other bookstores is putting it up. You know. I don't know. Somebody else, what you guys think? You think that he'll be a sellout if he decides not to, that he decides to take the book down and to take the buyout? You think they doing that so that he don't make the money that they make? You think that they're trying to move him out of the way so that they can continue to sell the book and he doesn't get a piece of the proceeds? A lot of things.
Yeah, there's a lot to think about.
Say that again.
There's a lot to think about.
Yeah. Because they put it up there not realizing that it was going to sell the way it did.
No.
know. You know.
I think it caught everybody by surprise that it took off like it did, and now you got all this other information that's being put out now. You got a lot of stuff on the web now that's related to it, and you got, I mean, Brother Benaiah Israel been posting videos every couple of days, and he has a lot of information, too, and this is like, it's so much stuff that's been flooded out there in our community. All I can say, even if he takes it down, even if he stops selling it, I think the most, when he does do that, I think the Most High's job has been accomplished of what he wanted to do. And that's the way I see it. It's all of this stuff is in the Most High's hand. It's his will that's being done. And it's, that book is not going to stop. And the proceeds and all that stuff is not going to stop until the Most High deems for it to stop. And once it stops, I think that, you know, we all need to be aware, because the information is going to start drying up at that point. Because them people are getting upset right now. Them be, not really just getting upset, but it's a big spotlight been shining on. And you got a lot of people of different backgrounds and ethnicities that are asking questions now because of the book. Because, I mean, even with that out, that's just been out there now, people are asking questions, you know. I saw this debate, and the guy was talking. It was they were talking about basketball at first, but there was a Hebrew Israelite, mm-hmm. and there looked like a couple of Hispanic guys and a Ashkenazi, one of them people. I don't even want to say their names no more, because, you know, you get in trouble talking about them. But, you know, they had this debate, and the Hebrew Israelite and the Ashkenazi got into a discussion, and the guy told him, he said, how you gonna say, talk about anti-Semitism? You're not even a Shemite. You know, you just said you're from Ashkenaz, which means you're from the Japhetic line. So wouldn't it be wise to say anti-Japhetic? Because you're not anti-Semitic. You know, we're not anti-Semitic. We're the Shemites. So the Ashkenazi gets heated. He says, well, the Bible is irrelevant. Nobody knows that. Once he gets backed in a corner and can't prove anything, he goes, well, the Bible's not true. Then he goes, well, the Bible's not true, and then starts screaming about 6 million Jews in the Holocaust that died. And the black guy, the Hebrew Israelite, goes, well, what about our people that died during the transatlantic slave trade and in this country? He said, that's irrelevant.
Of course.
You just sit there. At that point, that's when I said, you know what? These people's hearts have been hardened, just like y'all did to Pharaoh. They're not going to change. They're not going to stop. Ain't no need of debating them. Ain't no need of arguing with them. Ain't no need of doing that. We need to do just like you said in the beginning of your show. We need to gather ourselves together, get ready to pray, and get ready to go home. We don't mean need to argue with them. Let the Most High deal with them.
Yeah, because, I mean, you have to understand, too, from their point of view, it's just like us. I mean, it's the same situation with us. Our whole life, either we have been colored, we have been Negroes, we have been black, or we have been African American. We have settled in to those titles. I see you, Sister, Eric Code 276. We have been settled into those titles. Those are the titles of who we are that we have settled into. They have settled in to the identity of being Jewish. And I'm going to say their name, because are we in a country where speech is free? I'm not going to be afraid to say their name. They have settled in to the fact that they are Jewish. And they don't, and because of the history that they have been given, the same way we have been given history, only thing happens to us in February of every month, they talk about music. They talk about art. They talk about Harriet Tubman, maybe. They talk about all those things, and that is as far as the extent of our history goes. There is no history past the transatlantic slave trade. But these people have been around way before that, all the way down to King Herod. I mean, way before that. that they have been on the scene. So they can trace their history all the way back. So these people truly do believe that they're Jewish. The problem is that this is something I want to say, and I'm glad you brought that up. Three sons. No, let me start back. Flood. There's a flood. Noah had three sons. After the flood, it was only eight people that survived. So every nation that are human beings and not hybrids, and I'm going to say that, every nation that are human beings and not hybrids had to come from one of them three boys. So you have the Hamites, which are the darker-skinned people. Those are the Ethiopians, the Egyptians, the Libyans, and the Canaanites. All the Ites, those folks. Those people were dark-skinned people. And then you have Japheth's children, which are the European people, Ashkenazis, and I mean, they name them all. That's why if you are a Ashkenazi Jew, you cannot be a Shemite, because you did not come from Shem, you came from Japheth. So then you have Shem, and Shem had five sons. Now, Esau is a Shemite, but he's not an Israelite.
Right.
And people don't understand that. They really don't understand what anti-Shemite means. These are people that are of a nationality. So, I mean, you know, when you have these people who think they really are who they are, they've been drilled, this has been drilled into them like this has been drilled into us. And the reason why they say the Bible ain't real is because they're not in it. They can't find themselves in it as the Jewish, as being a Jew or an Israelite. That's why. They're not in it. Not as a Jew. So it's a problem. And they're not going to ever admit that. They're not. They're going to be like, oh, no, those people crazy. Now y'all want to be us. No, we are who we are. You know, and it's difficult. And then they try to defend themselves to one of us, and they're not equipped to do it. So the first thing they do is bring up the Holocaust. Oh. Well, it was 6 days. You know how long ago that was? And it was a terrible thing. Don't get me wrong, but it was no different than the things that happened to us when on our way here, before we got here, and while we're still here.
Yeah, that happened to them over a period of a year or so. But we've been going through this thing for 400 years. That's a huge difference.
You know, it's just a terrible situation. Hold on. Area code 276, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, I agree with what Brother Yerushalayim has said. These people think that this is going to go on forever. It is not. Yah put a time frame on us being enslaved. The time is up. Things have to be the way He decided. It's up to Yah. There is no greater God. There is no other person or deity that can surpass Him. It's just that simple. And trying to explain to someone whose mind is locked into what they want to believe and whose existence is locked in sucking from other people. They know the history. They're not stupid. They have a lot of our books. Not only them. It's under 83. Look at Psalms 83. It is very explicit. Yah does not make any mistake. He let us know everything. He let his prophets know before he even do it. He's not that kind of God that, oh, I'm going to slam them with this secret. No, he's not like that. They don't want to accept. They will not accept. They will twist and turn and bend the truth, and you cannot bend the truth. You can only do it but for a period of time, and after that, the truth is going to stand alone. And that's what it's getting ready to do. There is nothing anyone can do, Jew, Gentile, whatever there is. We cannot change God's word. Yah has already decided from the beginning, we got punished because of disobedience. It wasn't because of greed. It was because of disobedience to our Heavenly Father's words. We did not obey. We turned from him. He did not turn from us. But because of his great love and his great mercy towards his children, he put a time frame, and now he's turning back, and he's picking us up. I don't care what anybody has to say. I don't care if they run high, run low, run in circles. They cannot change what is written. And we have to try stopping from, you know, just wanting these people to accept and change it. No, leave them alone. Leave
right.
them alone. It's futile. It is what it is.
Uh-huh.
That's about it.
I agree. I mean, I do agree. And I agree with you. My explanation is not to them. It's to the other people, because they are going to continue to do what they do, and it is what it is. They have a part to play, and they're going to play it.
Yeah. All of us. I just hope that Ron Dalton, he should stop and think. Yah has been with him all this time. He's given him wisdom and great knowledge. He wrote his book. Money isn't everything. It helps a lot of things, but it's not the ultimate. It is a commodity. That's what money truly is. It's a commodity.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not life itself. Life is found in Yahweh. Life is found in Yeshua. It is not found in the dollar bill, which has no ultimate value. And we see what the plan is to starve us and to do this and whatever they want to do. But Yah is the ultimate. That's the bottom line for me.
Absolutely. And I mean, you know, one way or the other, like I said, we don't know what the terms were. We don't know if the brother is being coerced. We don't know what the deal is, you know, but whatever it is, the Amazon is not the only bookstore. You know, whatever
no,
it
it's
is,
not.
If y'all want it out there, it's going to get out there, you know.
Yeah, one way or another.
Yes, ma'am. That everybody has to do what they have to do. You know, and it doesn't mean that he's not an Israelite. It don't mean all of that. You know, it doesn't mean that. It means, you know, whatever he's done, it has been done. The genie cannot be put back in the bottle. It cannot.
Hallelujah. That's why it doesn't matter what anybody wants to think. And this thing about let's debate what?
Right.
They don't
want
to. They don't want to give reparations. To me, there shouldn't be any more debate about that. Yah would give it to us.
Yes, it will.
So
yes,
I wait on Yah for it.
Yes, he will.
Yes,
he will. Yes,
he will.
Yes, he will. I agree with you 100%. I'm with you 100% on that. There's nothing to debate about. There's nothing to talk about. You know?
We've talked too much, and we're out-talked, and, you know, you want to keep what you have, what you stole, keep it. Keep it, because you cannot outdo our Elohim. That's the bottom line. So later for everything else.
Yes,
to me, it's like a waste of breath and a waste of time, because they are ultimately going to do what they want to do. because they're accustomed of doing evil. So they're not going to change. They're not going to change. They're going to promise, and then right after the promise is over, they go back to doing what they're doing. It's been proven.
Mm-hmm.
So why bother to go through all the changes and the upsets and the back and forth and the no. Let them keep on doing what they're doing. There's a day of reckoning. And
that's
we know
true.
That, so.
I agree 100%. Now, that's true. Like I said, yes. All we can do is gather ourselves and continue
that's
to build.
Exactly it. That's exactly it. Gather ourselves.
Yeah, that's it.
Gather ourselves. That's all we have to do.
And I want to say this, too, to the church, because the church has been real quiet. You've been trying to figure out a way to slide in the back door. Ain't no sliding in the back door. You're going to have to come
Thank
all
you.
The way. And don't try to create a rule in your church, because that's not going to work. You got to come out, and you got to serve the true and living Elohim. They've been trying a way. They've been trying a way to make it fit so they can slide in the back door. No. Like I said last week, salvation is to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. And there is nobody in first place. And that means that the real Jew has to know who he is before salvation can be given.
Hallelujah. Come out of her, my people.
Yes.
That is the cry. That's the call. And whoever doesn't want to, oh, well.
Yep, real talk.
Yep.
Salvation to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. You cannot offer salvation to Gentiles to Israelite people who believe that they're Gentile. It don't. We've been saying that forever and ever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to know who you are before you truly have salvation.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Just trust in our Elohim. Trust in Yah. Hold on to him. No matter how rocky the road or rocky and how much the ocean roar and no matter what. He said he's coming. Yeshua is coming. He is coming.
Yeah.
And the day of reckoning is surely going to come. It's going to come. It started already.
Yes, it has.
So.
Hey, you know what the beautiful part about it is, everyone? We had nothing to do with this.
Hallelujah. We sure didn't. No.
We did.
We sure didn't.
No. He just allowed us to lay the foundation. We did the work.
Yep.
And then the door is
pushed open.
It.
The genie's out the bottle, and it cannot be gone and put back in. The bottle is broken, and the genie has spread out. It's gotten fat, and it can't fit in the bottle anymore.
No more. Nope. Can't come out. It's in there. It's out now. It's out now. Yeah. You know, and then when I looked at the stats today, we are being heard in China. We are being heard in the Caribbean. We have been being heard in Germany. We are being heard in Russia. We are being heard in Belgium. Where else are we being heard? I mean, it was a few countries. I'm like, wow. The United Kingdom, the United States. I mean, it's phenomenal what the Most High is doing. It is. It's scattered all over the world. We're all over the world. We're in every country. We are.
Well, no one can say they didn't hear and they didn't know.
Right.
Nope. You'll never get before the Most High and say, I didn't know nothing about it. Them angels going to cue up that tape and say, wasn't you listening to this day?
Mm-hmm.
All praises be to the Most High, y'all. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You know, My thing to Ron Dalton is thank you. Thank you for doing the work.
Yes.
Thank you for doing the work. Everybody know, you know what I've come to find out? That a lot of people don't put the time. You got to put the work in. You know, you got to put the work in. And everybody don't do that. You know, thank you for doing the work. Thanks for being obedient. Because whatever his part was, he played it. He played it. He played it. And it reminds me of when I told you guys a long time ago when I was in church and had been in church for a long time, and then T.D. Jakes stepped on the scene. All the pastors in my city was pissed off. Why did he get the recognition? How did he be the one that's all on TV? They was threatening people. If you go down to that Back to the Bible conference, then you don't come back to my church no more. And what it did was it showed the jealousy of the of the pastors. You understand what I'm saying? And it was like, that's how the Most High set this thing up. They was literally threatening their members, if we catch you downtown at the Back to the Bible conference, don't come back to my church no more. Now, what kind of foolishness is that? So the brother did what he was supposed to do. Whatever it is that he did, he did. The book is out there, 3 volumes of it, out there on Amazon, you know, and all praises be to the Most High Yah that people, and if he takes it down, there are plenty of other bookstores out there that would be willing to sell it and do what he had, do whatever they have to do with it, period.
Yah has an army.
Yes, he does. And brother, guess what? Brother Uriah got his book on Amazon now. All praises be to the Most High God.
Hallelujah.
Under the sound of my voice, his book is called True Israel. His book is up on Amazon right now. Go get his book. It's out there.
Yes, ma'am.
No,
just
maybe it's
from every direction. It's from every direction now.
Yeah.
I'll say it's from every direction. Everybody, all over the place. You cannot deny what is going on now. I think this is like a final call, a wake-up call to the people. Get yourself together because I'll be here in a minute. I'm going to let you all know who you are. So get yourself together because I'll be here in a minute.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes. All kind of stuff is popping up. You know, True Israel is the name of the book, and Israel is spelled with an I, and it's a green olive leaf on the front of the book, on the front of the cover. Get this book. For you all that's listening under my voice in these other countries, go to Amazon. Order his book. It's up there. Make it happen. I mean, you know, it's all kind of people with books up there, all kind of, get his book. Put it together. The Most High dropped in his mind, I'm going to write a book. He wrote it. Y'all ain't, I just wrote a book. Wow. You know, and then we here now. Put it up there. It don't even have anything in there pertaining to them. It's about us. No. Do us. It's time for us to do us. You know? We, like I said, we're not a group that's about hate. We don't hate anyone. We do what we need to do because we're trying to get to know our Elohim through his word. And build our culture. You know? It's time now. It's time to move to the next level. It's time to get us up out of here. Like I said, I can see the controversy. I can see the exit strategy. I can see. We need to get these people up out of here quick. When the time comes, he's going to drop it in their mind. It's time to get these people up out of here. Let's start negotiating something and getting ships together so we can get them up out of here. We will be glad to go. Because we serve an Elohim that loves us. He loves us, and he's going to do whatever it takes to make sure we have whatever we need to be able to get out of here. We've served our sentence here. All we can do, like I told everybody, don't sell everything you have. Don't put yourself in a situation. Still do whatever you need to do to make your life easier while you're here. No. Got to do the work. Somebody got, you know, somebody, everybody's not going to do the work. Do the work. Put your time in. Sacrifice something. You know, whatever your part is that you have to play, play it to the fullest extent. You know, it may be a small part, but it's significant to the building of a nation. We are a nation of people. The Bible, I just read it to you, where he said two manner of people, two different nations. In Genesis 25, we are a nation of people. We're not a bunch of wandering tribes or nomads. We are a nation. He made us into a nation. You know, it's a lot of people coming out. I'm Floyd Mayweather. He talking about the Israelites. I mean, you know, Stephanie Haddon, whatever her name is, she talking about the Israelites. What's her name? The singer. Fantasia. She talking about she a Hebrew Israelite. I mean, everybody is talking about they woke. You know, powerful stuff. Some powerful stuff. Let me play this video real quick. One of the sisters just sent me this. Here we go.
Some of you might. It's right here in my house. What am I wearing? I'm wearing
the
perspective. I'd love to have a weekly show. This is an advertisement for anybody who's interested in that. I will vet the people who on from there. What are we doing today? What is the agenda today? For those who want to follow this page, please subscribe. You came here, you might as well subscribe, okay? I've only been a minute 22. You've been here. I know you're going to hang around for 3 minutes because that's what the analytics say you do. Subscribe. Don't come and see and not subscribe. Listen. We think that Kyrie Irving's going to be playing sometime next week. We think he's going to be back on the court. We've heard from all of the pundits. Everybody's decided that Kyrie's not an anti-Semitic. Thank you for telling us what we already doggone you. Thank you. But that's not changing the narrative for most of us. Most of us are still sticking to our guns and saying that we're going to cancel everybody we can possibly cancel who said anything negative or derogatory in our community and outside of our community. And last but not least, we need to buckle down and continue to have the conversation with the Jewish community. Keep that door and that line of conversation open. Again, to all the young Jewish boys and girls who are on my Instagram screaming and hollering and talking about that you have DNA on your side, let's have that conversation because you don't. Unfortunately, you don't. DNA is not on your side. But your faith is definitely on your side, and your belief in the God of Israel, that's on your side. We'll agree with you there, but DNA's not on your side. And that's not an argument that you can actually use with us, okay? DNA's on our side. Yeah. So, listen, we're going to go into this day having more discussions about things, all things basketball, because, you know, there's...
You know, they talking about now they have DNA on their side. It's like, no. Yeah. Yeah, say, no, we don't know. No, you don't have DNA on your side. You don't.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have DNA on your side. You just don't have it. You know. You're not you a Shemite, but you're not an Israelite because it's only through Jacob that the seed is called. You can't. The Most High told you that in the Book of Romans that it's only through Jacob that the seed is called. It's not called through Esau.
Right.
Go ahead, brother. I'm sorry.
No, you good. But what I was gonna say is, you know, they just did their little lightning ceremony over there in Israel here the other day. You know, getting ready for the temple. And I was looking at the quote unquote. Levites, and And I mean, they don't even know. Do they read the Torah? I just want to ask that question. Do they even read the Torah? Because I could have swore I saw one of those Levitical priests up there performing this ritual with blonde hair. And the Bible clearly tells you in the book that if you got one strand of yellow hair, then you unclean.
Yeah, so
how you up there with blonde hair? I'm sitting there going, come on, make this look halfway believable. Make it look like you know what you're doing. And when I saw that, you know, that's part of that jealousy thing. The Most High has provoked us to jealousy. And I'm sitting there going, you sitting up there, and you just, you polluting this.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want, you know, and they just, that guy will tell you about Corey Gill Schuster, you know, who goes around Israel asking those questions.
Mm-hmm.
He just did a question. He asked him a question. I think it was about a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
Went around asking all the Israelis, are you finding keeping the Sabbath, is it a hindrance to you because the transportation stops on the Sabbath? And I was just listening to their responses. And the responses went like the 90, I would say 90, a little more than 90% of the people were like, well, you know, it is a bothering because I can't go anywhere, blah, 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 blah. But you're supposed to be Israel. You're supposed to be Jewish. You're supposed to live in the land. You're supposed to keep the Sabbath. And you guys are talking about it as a hindrance because you can't go anywhere. You can't go to the store. You can't do this. And how you going to go out and do what you got to do? And this is a free country and all that. I'm sitting there going, you got to be kidding me.
Nope. But it's, you know, like I said, no. It's all fake. It's just all fake. I used to watch it. I don't even watch it no more because it's like, you know, when you have people who are trying to make something be true, and when you know the word, and like you said, you watch it and you know the word, the reason why they can get that off is because the majority of the people in the church and the regular secular people don't know the word. So to them, it's a religious experience, it's a religious ritual that they're going through, and they don't know the word. So they can get that off for people who don't, but for us, it's like, nah. After I seen that last fiasco, I just don't even. I'm like, mm-mm. Nope. I ain't even getting ready to waste my time. I'd rather watch a television program. I'm not wasting my time watching nothing for you to try to fulfill prophecies that don't fit you. I mean, you know, now they are supposed to build a temple, and they are, and the Antichrist, the fake Antichrist is supposed to show up, and all that stuff, and that is correct. But I just, the stuff that they doing right now, no. And for those people who want to know how the seed is called, read Romans chapter 9. Read Romans 9. It explains it all. Paul explains it all. It quotes Genesis 25 when it says that there was a battle between the two brothers in the womb and that the elder would serve the younger. It quotes Genesis 25, and it talks about the seed was through Isaac and then it went through Jacob. It is not to Esau. So even though Esau is from the lineage of Abraham, he is not from Jacob's seed. That's why when Christ was arguing with them, and they were like, we be of the seed of Abraham, and we've never been a slave. We've never been slave to no man. And he was like, because he said, if you was of Abraham's seed, and you would look at me different, you would believe me. They said, but we are of Abraham's seed. He said, because Abraham saw my day and rejoiced. And they was like, what you mean, Abraham saw your day and rejoiced? You ain't even 50 years old. He said, but before Abraham was, I am. And they was ready to go. He was talking to Edomites.
Mm-hmm.
They were not Israelites. Because if they were Israelites, Israelites, they would have been in captivity already. They would have knew what captivity meant. He was talking to Esau's children, converts. This is the stuff that the Most High has to reveal to you. This is the thing that he has to open up your eyes to see. They've been around a long time. They've been around a long time. They've been mixed in a long time. This is not new. This isn't. All that, we 1948, that was a political move. That wasn't the Most High gathering people from the four corners of the earth. But you want to fulfill the prophecies in the Bible, but then you turn around and say the Bible ain't real. You can't have it both ways. Oh, you know, it's real interesting to watch, you know, but like I said, they'll fool the world because the world don't read. That's how you get fooled because you don't understand it, you know, but when the Most High opens up your understanding, you'll be able to look at that and be like, I don't believe none of that. Ain't none of that looking right, you know, and that's just that, that's real talk. So, you know, when you know, that's why we had to get to know our Elohim, and the only way to get to know him was through his word. Don't give me no feelings. We don't need you to sing me happy. I don't need you to sing me happy. It ain't about shouting. You got to sit down and know this word, and that's the only way you're going to do it. That's it. And see, the church keep them so preoccupied with, they don't know what they come, but they don't know whether they coming or going. They can't figure it out yet. You know, so that's why they going to get fooled. You know, so you have to make sure you know the word. You have to understand who the children of Israel are and how important they are. You know. It says in Romans 9, it says, neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they the children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of Yah, but the children of promise are counted for the seed. So just because you're a seed of Abraham, Ishmael was Abraham's son. Abraham had Midianites, the children with Keturah. He had sons that was Midianites. They not the chosen either. It says, for this is the word of promise. At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that purpose of Yah according to the election might stand, and not of works, but of him that calleth. And it was said to her, the elder shall serve the younger. That's Genesis 25. And it says, as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. And then it goes on to say this. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with Yah? He said, Yah forbid. He said, for he saith to Moshe, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. See, all this stuff about, he's love. He is, but he's something else too. It ain't that cut and dry. But in order for you to know that about him, you got to get in that word. So you guys need to read Romans chapter 9. Esau was given permission, he was allowed to assume our identity while we was in captivity, while we had been gone away from the land, and now the Most High is waking up his people. And it's a controversy. Controversy. It is. It's a great controversy. And, you know, and I say to those powers that be, when it comes time for us to leave, the nation of Yehuda will be more than happy to step in to make sure we orchestrate our people getting up out of here. More than happy. It's just real serious. You know. You got work to do. So that's all we can say. It's work to do. We got work to do. All praises be to the Most High Yah. We have work to do. Hold on. Area code 717, the mic is open. You're on the air.
I was just going to say earlier when you were like, they were saying they had like the DNA of the world views. I'm like sitting there thinking like, what DNA? Which one? You know? I started laughing when you said it because I was thinking the same thing to Saina.
Yeah, where? Which one? What DNA? Who you comparing it to? Abraham? If you're a children, if you one of the sons of Esau, yeah, you have Abraham's DNA, but you don't have Jacob's. And it was through the seed of Isaac, and Jacob was the one that whose name was changed to Israel, and it was him that the Most High has chosen to bring the 12 tribes of Israel into fruition. It was him. So no, that doesn't work like that either. Now, like I said, everybody's bringing in the scriptures of the red heifer, and they bringing in the scriptures of the third temple, and they're bringing in the scriptures of the gathering of the children of Israel, but the Bible ain't real. You can't have it both ways, either it is or it ain't. Can't fulfill prophecy and then turn around and say the prophecy is fake. Can't do it. You can't do it. But again, all praises be to the Most High because he knows what he's doing. Our job is to gather ourselves, and if anything happened to them, if they create any sort of scenario like the Israelite or the Hebrew Israelite people are attacking them, that is a lie. That'll be next. Oh, they're attacking us. They're burning out. No, that's a lie. Only objective is to gather ourselves, build our culture, and be ready to leave when the Most High say so. That's our objective. Don't give them a reason to say, see, I told you. Please don't be on the street corner talking about doing anything to them of any kind. Our objective is to inform our people as to who they are and gather ourselves so we can get up out of here. They want to play the victim. No. No, no. No, no. We're not gonna do that. We're gonna be obedient to Yah, and we're gonna gather ourselves so we can get out of here and go home. Getting ready for this thing. And he not only is he doing that, he's waking up the prophets. He's letting the prophets know it's time to go. He's talking to the prophets that's in the church. He's talking to the prophets that are is conscious Israel. He's letting us know, get ready because it's almost time to get up out of here. We've had a lot. We've dealt with a lot. We've gone through a lot, and it's over. Don't let none be staged where like we did something to them because that's a lie. And anybody that play a part in that, we're gonna ask that the Most High expose you immediately. That's what all these Israelite pastors that's telling their members that we getting ready to start our own economy in this country, that's a lie too. We're not starting no economy. We're not building no businesses. We are getting ready to get out of here. Now, we can buy from each other if that's what we want to do. You always have the ability to be able to do that. But our main objective is to get ready to get up out of here. So all praises be to the Most High Yah, and that is what we're doing. You know when you're dealing with somebody who want to play the victim. Oh, they're after us. Ain't nobody after you. Stop it. Like, just stop. Nobody's after you. Ain't nobody coming to do nothing to you. You the one. You're vilifying everybody else. No. and to Ye and Kyrie Irving, hold fast your belief. Don't let nobody take your identity from you. You ain't heard, you know what I ain't heard? Not one pastor. Have you heard a pastor come out? I have not heard one Christian pastor. Has anybody heard any of them say anything? I'm asking. Brother Yerushalayim, have you heard a pastor say anything?
No, ma'am. I haven't heard one of them step forward and say,
yeah.
I heard one step forward, but it was negative. As a female pastor come out and say that black men are up under a spell of disinformation and we got to stop it. But that's the only one I heard say anything.
Man, it's crazy. Hey, I wish I knew who she was. I like, let's sit down and talk. Since you know so much, let's talk. It's just too much. It really is. Like, I mean, some of your late greats, they ain't saying nothing. You don't hear nobody saying nothing.
Nope.
They done sent them word like you better not open your mouth.
Yeah.
Hey. And word down like you better not open up your mouth, for real.
Plus, they looking at it, it take from their congregation, it take from their money they making off these tithes and offering. It'll wipe them out.
That's true. That is so true. You know you right about that. I didn't even think about that. You that's true. No, it's just unfortunate, but hey, it is what it is. All praises be to the Most High. It's just crucial. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You right about that. You right. They ain't going to say too much because folks would be walking away. They'd be like, oh, no, we ain't got to give you no tithe money. Oh, no, it'll be anarchy in the church. Them folks would be asking for their money back. Yes, they will. Be like, oh, no, you took my money for nothing? What? They would. That's how I felt. I was like, I took my money back, shoot.
It'll be a problem. That would be a big problem.
Yes, indeed. You better say that again. You know you tell them the truth. Well, we have come up on the time for our show is over. Brother Yerushalayim, you going to say a prayer and lead us on out?
Yes, ma'am, I most definitely will. Give everybody a second to turn to the east.
Hold on, let me get my head covering. Hold on just a second. Ready.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to go ahead and start. Let's start by saying, we pray this prayer through Yeshua the Christ and pray that it's acceptable. Blessed be you, O Yahweh, the Ancient of Days. May you and your name endure forever and for always. May all power, praise, honor, glory, and gratitude go to you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for the things you've done for us. We thank you for waking us up and waking up your people. We are very grateful that you opened our eyes, O Father. We are very thankful that you let us know who we are. We only pray and ask that you open the eyes of the rest of our people so that we may know and come together and serve you. We do beg and plead with you, Father, for deliverance out of these lands where you have scattered us for a reproach so that we can go to a place where we can focus all our attention and all our energies upon you. We pray for all our brothers and sisters that are in harm's way from evil. We pray that you protect them and watch over them. We pray for Ron Dalton. We pray for Kyrie Irving and all these other people. We pray for ourselves, everybody that's on this call, every man, woman, and child. We pray that you watch over and keep us. Keep us safe from this evil that's about to come upon us. We feel it in our hearts and minds and our souls. And we pray if it be thy will, please, Father, deliver us out of these lands. We pray this prayer, as I said, through Yeshua the Christ, and pray it's acceptable. And we say, blessed be your holy name, Yahweh. Hallelujah.
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 Don't forget Ye, and better known as Kanye West.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Praise the mighty Yah. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name.
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. All right, everybody. Well, I hope you enjoyed the show. Like I said, we have a little issue coming on here, which I'm going to be contacting them, like, right away to find out what the problem be. But, you know what to do. Keep us in prayer so we don't have to fight the enemy, because, you know, we have to be able to gather ourselves and make this thing happen. You guys have a wonderful rest of your week. Don't forget our regular scheduled programs during the week. We'll be there if the Most High will. And you guys be prayerful, be mindful, and be gather yourselves together that we may be on our way home as soon as possible. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. And you guys enjoy your week.
Shalom.
Goodbye, everyone.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.